soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on May 23rd, 2015. Today we're going to be talking and hearing and proclaiming what's called the testimony of Jesus. The testimony of Jesus. Do you know what the testimony of Jesus is? It's very important to know what the testimony of Jesus is. It's actually a phrase that's used four times in the book of Revelation. But it pertains to the Word of God. It pertains to the proclamation, the fact, the declaration that Jesus himself has and gives and has proclaimed. And it's written. It's written in Scripture. And we see the same Spirit of Jesus that was in the prophets, as it was written that the Spirit of Christ was in the prophets testifying of the sufferings that Christ would endure. But the Spirit of Christ, the same Spirit, the same testimony, we're going to see as we relay this message today, with the same issues of the Lord, the God of gods, the God of truth, the Holy One that not only fills heaven, but he fills earth. He not only does he fill earth, but he fills heaven. He's amazingly expansive and eternal, and there's no way a man can come to the full comprehension of God. God is delighting to reveal himself to those that he has given his Spirit. But the world, even the religious, the disobedient, they'll never come to the knowledge of the Lord. And that's what Jesus said to the religious system when he came unto his own, but his own received him not. He said, "You don't know my Father. You've never seen him. You've never heard his voice. And if you loved him, you'd love me." Today we're talking about the testimony of Jesus, because it's very, very important to know what the Lord is saying. He's absolutely pure. This is what John said, recorded what Jesus had relayed to him with the revelation that God gave Jesus, and Jesus gave it to an angel and signified it by an angel to John, and John wrote it down. This is what John said, "Who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw." We've been talking in a series of messages that have been coming from the scriptures with the Holy Spirit bearing witness that the word of God is absolutely pure. That's in Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6. There's no leaven. In fact, Jesus, there's no leaven. There's no sin. There's no iniquity. There's no perversity. There's no self-centeredness in Jesus. That's why we need to sit at his feet and his feet alone. That's why he and he alone is the master, the Christ. We're not to have any other master. You cannot have more than one master. It's Jesus. He's the one that died for the sins of the world. He won't put up with you following other masters. Jesus has declared many things, but his name is the Word of God. His name is the Word of God. Jesus has warned not to let any leaven come into us, because Paul has declared a little leaven will leaven the whole lump. And Jesus said, as he likened the kingdom of heaven to leaven that a woman took and hid in three measures of meal until it was all leavened. What are you going to do? What am I going to do? Well, I'll tell you what I do. I seek the Lord. I listen to his voice and I eat the scroll. I eat the word of God and I'm studying to show myself approved as a workman that will not be ashamed, deceived, or seduced, or enticed, or betrayed by liars, by wolves that wear sheep's clothing, or false apostles that masquerade and transform themselves. If Satan transforms himself into an angel of light, they transform themselves into ministers of the Lord. There's people that have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. They're not godly. The Lord is crying out to you through his vessels of the Lord, calling you like John the Baptist, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. There were people that came out to hear John speak, and there were people that got baptized. And when the religious system saw what was going on with all this commotion of people going out into the wilderness and being drenched in the waters, he said, "You vipers, you serpents, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth fruit worthy of repentance." And it's said also in that text in Matthew chapter 3 that the Lord Jesus Christ, who John the Baptist said, "I'm not even worthy to untie his latchet of his shoes," he said, "His fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor." Revelations 1:9, "I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and in patience or endurance of Jesus Christ, which was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ." I don't know why people go in droves and crowds to sit and to hear white fluff, white bread gospel with glitzy glamour scammers that are going to make merchandise and abuse people. And they're going to speak in Jesus' name, and we're going to see how God feels about this. We're going to read it right out of the Word of God in just a second here. Revelations 12:17, and says the dragon was wroth with the woman. There was a certain woman who gave birth to the seed in the Messiah, and the remnant of the seed of the Messiah in these last days, at the very end. And you're going to read about this in the book of Revelation, this chapter. It's a parable, Revelation 12, and it's sealed. Most people will not understand. And they went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Well, that's how you know they're not Jews. Unless they've repented and have faith in Jesus, then they've been grafted back into the olive tree, because they were broken off because of unbelief. But God is able to graft them back in if they remain not in unbelief. That's Romans 11. But people that walk in the commandments of God, what God is saying, we're not talking about the law of Moses. We're talking about the law of Christ. That God is speaking. Christ is in our heart. He's speaking into our heart. And he has a testimony, a declaration. We should be eating from Jesus, hearing his voice. "My sheep know my voice." The hour's late, ladies and gentlemen. Revelations 19:10, "And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, See, thou do it not. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren that have the testimony of Jesus." Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. There's lots of people that prophesy, but they're not prophesying from Jesus. They're not prophesying the testimony of Jesus. They don't even know what Jesus is saying. In fact, the false ministries, every single one of them, from Elymas, Bar-Jesus in Acts 13, or 2 Corinthians 11, or Acts 20, when Paul talked about the wolves that come in sheep's clothing, or men that would rise up from amongst the people to deceive, to make disciples of themselves. It's always to pervert the truth. It's always to lead away from the gospel that saves. It's always to lead away from Jesus. That's what seducing is. That's why the false Christ and false apostles come in his name. But it's to lead you astray. They'll do signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the very elect. Matthew 24:24. What I'm declaring to you is the testimony of Jesus, because this is what Jesus has warned. This is what Apostle Paul, that was taught by Jesus. He had the testimony of Jesus. No man taught Paul. He rejected all the letters and training he got from the Pharisees. He repented. And that's why he said, "Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men." I'm persuading you in the name of Jesus that God is a consuming fire. Proverbs 23:23, "Buy the truth and sell it not." Buy the truth and sell it not. also wisdom and instruction and understanding. You need the Lord. We need the Lord for this. And we're in the times of trial. Daniel 12, verse 10. Many are going to be tried. Many are going to be made white. That's the purpose. We're being perfected in the last days. We're growing up in Christ. We're getting rid of the things that are offensive to the Lord. We're gonna war the warfare properly. We're going to serve the Lord properly. We're going to walk like Jesus. We're going to walk in his steps. And we're going to be instructed. That means, hey, you're going to the left. You're going to the right. You're going the wrong way. Be instructed. Change. Buy the truth. Sell it not. This is a text I read today. I'm going to go through this. Jeremiah 23. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people. You've scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, says the Lord. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries where I have driven them, and I will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, and nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, says the Lord. Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. His name is Jesus. He's the seed of David. This is clearly explained through the book of Acts. And these ministries are after God's own heart. They're not lords. They're not archons or rulers over the people. God's kingdom does not work that way, as we've explained in Matthew 20, verse 25, Mark 10, 42, 1 Peter 5, 1 through 3, Matthew 23, 8 through 10. These are very important texts because it shows you how the kingdom of God. You need to be instructed. Have the testimony of Jesus. The fearful thing is that God is going to bring judgment on the disobedient. And when the word of truth comes, you either fall upon it, break, receive the instruction, and receive forgiveness and mercy by the Lord. Or if you reject the word, it will fall on you, grind you to powder, and judge you. And we're going to read this. Verse 6, in his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely, and this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Jesus Christ is our righteousness by faith. He's our wisdom, our redemption, our sanctification. Therefore, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that they shall no more say, the Lord lives, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but the Lord lives, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from all the countries where I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. My heart within me is broken because of the prophets. My heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I'm like a drunken man and like a man whom wine has overcome because of the Lord, because of the words of his holiness. For the land is full of adulterers, for because of swearing the land mourns. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil and their force is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, says the Lord. Wherefore their way shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein. For I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, says the Lord. And I've seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal and caused my people Israel to err. I've seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem an horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none does return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Do you hear this, ladies and gentlemen? You need to view everything from God's perspective, not from the people's perspective, but from God's perspective. Because he's absolutely true, absolutely holy, and he doesn't change. But people are the exact opposite. That's why it's important to fall upon the Lord. Pick up your cross daily, deny yourself, and follow Jesus. We're finding out that people don't follow Jesus, but they follow something else. Type that word in your concordance and look at the word follow. How men depart from the truth and follow false teachers, false doctrines, and vanity. God sees it like Sodom and Gomorrah, full of wickedness, abundance, self-centeredness, pride, and evil. And what did God do with Sodom and Gomorrah? Out of heaven came the raining of fire like a furnace. And at the same moment, God delivered Lot, because Lot hated what was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah. He was grieved. God says, he sees the false prophets. And what do? They're walking in adultery, they're lying, and they strengthen the people that are in sin. They don't cause people to turn from repentance. This is the thing that goes on in the world today, in the church world. False gospel. They strengthen people in their sin. They don't tell them to repent. Seeker friendly. Seeker sensitive. Emergent church. Remaking church. Reinventing church. Reinventing religion. Religion wants people to be pacified but not changed and liberated and walking with Jesus. They don't want you to be liberated. They want you in bondage. They want you to feel guilty. They want you to rely on leaders over you so you can get they can get your money. It's always been that way. Lord, we're listening to you, Lord. We want your testimony. What are you saying to us, Lord? Jeremiah 23:15. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets. Behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth into all the land. Thus says the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of the Lord. They say still unto them that despise me, the Lord has said, you shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walks after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. They're liars. For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Jeremiah 23:18. We're talking about the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. This is the spirit of the Lord. This is the testimony of Jesus. This is the spirit of God. This is the counsel of the Lord. We've got to hear it from his voice, from his mouth. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to sit at the feet of Jesus. You've got to hear his voice. You've got to hear him speak. You've got to repent of your sin. You've got to ask him to give you ears to hear. You've got to ask him for eyes to see and a heart that will be receptive and convert and change and change. Get rid of the sin because it's leading you astray. Beware of the leaven. Who has stood in the counsel of the Lord? Who's perceived and heard his word? Who's marked his word and heard it? Not very many. This is really tragic. Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord has gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord shall not return until he has executed, till he has performed the thoughts of his heart. in the latter days, you shall consider it perfectly. But listen, this is the contrast. If they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they would have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. You've just been given the mark from the Lord to mark his word. He's just showed you what he's saying. He's just showed you what a true ministry that comes in his name, what they tell you. Turn from your wicked ways. Turn from the evil of your doings. Seek the Lord. Listen to his voice. Not the windbags. Am I a God at hand, says the Lord, and not a God afar off? God's telling you, he's at hand. He's not far out in space. Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, says the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? Yes, Lord. God sees our heart. People think they got away with their sin, but they haven't got away with anything. I've heard what the prophet said, that prophesied lies in my name, saying, I've dreamed. I've dreamed. Listen, have you ever had someone misrepresent something you said? Have you ever had someone lie about something you said? How does that make you feel? And you're just a person. I'm just a person. But this is God. He hates it. He's heard it. He's heard how he's misrepresented, how they lied. And according to that scripture in Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6, every word of God is pure. And everyone that adds to his word, he'll make sure everyone knows they're a liar. You don't add to God's word. You don't twist it. If you speak it faithfully. What's the chaff to the wheat, says the Lord. Listen, let's talk about those that are prophesying or speaking in the name of the Lord. But they twist it, slant it, add to it, or take it away. They censor. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. That's the whole point. The deceivers come in Jesus' name, but they introduce teachings and to lead you into practices and beliefs that will alienate you from God. That's their purpose. People lay down and take it. People lay down for the slaughter. If you're not going to be obedient to Jesus, if you're going to set up other masters over you, and you're going to believe every word and not try the spirits and test the spirits, if you're not going to be like the Bereans that examined the word of God, everything said, everything done, everything spoken, everything, test it with the word of God, then you're wide open to delusion because they've gone forth. There's many antichrists. They're in the world. They've gone forth. They're here. Now listen to what God says. The prophet that has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, says the Lord? God has true servants of the Lord that love him, that want to absolutely, perfectly, in respect and honor to the Lord, relay exactly as what he said, what his intent is, and they don't slant it or tilt it or add leaven. They're couriers. Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? We're told in the New Testament the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. Jesus Christ is the word of God. Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, says the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. They need some legitimacy, and what they do is they glean what God really is saying, and they use it. so they sound real. Remember, they're actors. They need scripts from scripture. They play a part. They play an act. Behold, I'm against the prophets, says the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he says. Behold, I'm against them that prophesy false dreams, says the Lord, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness, their frivolity, worldliness, silliness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore they shall not profit or benefit this people at all, says the Lord. People don't even realize how silly the false apostles and prophets, the false Christos, the false pseudo-spiritual guys that are magus, just like Bar-Jesus, talking about vibrating with planets. Silliness. Abominable things. But they won't tell you the truth. And they're involved in the Kabbalah. And they're involved in elevating Antichrist, people that have denied Jesus. They join with him hand in hand. They're going to have their due, is what the Lord says. Jeremiah 23:33, and when this people or the prophet or priest shall ask you, saying, what is the burden of the Lord? You shall say unto them, what burden? I will even forsake you, says the Lord. That's Jeremiah 23. New Testament. 1 Timothy 4. Now the Spirit speaks expressly. The Spirit, Paul is saying, the Holy Spirit is saying, I'm hearing the Lord, I'm hearing His Spirit, I'm hearing His voice. And He's making it very clear, He's speaking, that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. And it says in verse 6, if you put the brethren in remembrance of these things, you shall be a good minister of Jesus Christ. Listen, that's why true ministries are telling you about this. Take heed unto yourself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you shall both save yourself and them that hear you. Verse 16. 2 Peter Chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any would perish, but all that would come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conduct and godliness? Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. I don't know how many religious people are looking for this. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent. Take special care and heed and attention that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. God wants to save you. God wants to save us. But he's going to purify us. He's speaking. He's warning us. He's telling us, be careful of the false Christ that come in his name and the false prophets. The false apostles, the false teachers, the false shepherds. They make business out of it. They use God, but they hate him. They don't know him. Their conscience is seared. 2 Peter chapter 2. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who secretly shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned, pretentious words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingers not, and their damnation slumbers not. That's 2 Peter 2. I would encourage you to read it. And it's also citing Sodom and Gomorrah and how God delivered just Lot. Romans 16:17. Now I beseech you, brethren, I beg you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they are such, serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by good words and fair speeches, they deceive the hearts of the simple. I'm showing you how much in the New Testament and in Matthew 24, how much in the scriptures are warning, 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 warning. Listen to this, 1 Timothy 6:3. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he's proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof comes envy, strife, railings, and evil surmisings. They're perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth. That means they're without truth. They suppose that gain is godliness. They got it backwards. From such, withdraw yourself. But if you don't withdraw yourself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. Goes on. Jesus, I'm going to wind this up for you. Matthew 24:36. I've specifically had this instruction today about as this scripture. But of that day and hour knows no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and he knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord does come. But know this, listen, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have allowed his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man comes. See, the Lord is going to come as a thief in the night. For those that aren't watching, for those that don't have their spiritual eyes open, they'll never see it coming. Paul talked about this in 1 Thessalonians 5, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, the ones that are seeking the Lord, obeying the Lord, that are not exalted masters over each other, that are brothers in the faith, you're not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. See? It's a thief for the ones that are in darkness. It's for those that are not open and watching and looking for Jesus. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober or alert, attentive, and in control of our emotions. For if they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, alert, emotionally controlled, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the helmet of salvation, the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. There you go. The false prophets aren't turning people from wickedness. And God's going to judge them. But there are people that are called to be instructed, to buy the truth and to sell it not, and to get wisdom and to get instruction and to get understanding. Go after Jesus. Go after him. Who's heard his word? Who's marked his word? Who's heard his counsel? Who knows the testimony of Jesus?